Summer is just about here, which means it's time to start barbecuing again. Whether you're going to the beach or having a small cookout in your yard, Charbroil has a grill to fit your needs. If you use our link, you can get a Charbroil one-burner portable grill for just over $100, and it's perfect for wherever you need to cook. It's convenient and portable, and works just as well in the backyard as it does on the go. Just go to multipleworldproductions.com/sponsors and use our link to shop all the great products Charbroil has to offer.
Welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam in what is a very, it's an extra episode. We're going to call it an extra episode because last night I saw Across the Spider-Verse. And if you want to hear the review of Across the Spider-Verse, go over to Beware of Spoilers. You will be able to hear it there in full. And you can hear me talk about how great the movie is. I really liked it. There are a lot of cool things in it. It is very much a part one of a part two movie, of a two-part movie. So it does end on kind of a cliffhanger because I just come back next year to see the rest. And I just really enjoy the movie. That's the beginning and end of it. But what we are here to talk about is, I think there is a chance that Sony has learned the wrong lesson from Venom. And I think there's an indication of that here. And there was a lot of news this week about other Spider projects and other things like that. And I want to address that this is something going on. So, what we have right now is Venom is, by some miracle, Venom is making a lot of money. The movies never turn out very good. It's like, they're always nonsense. The effects never look great. And all that being said, there are better movies for you to go and spend your money on if you're going to go to the movie theater. And I think that, like, we have, these, like, Kraven didn't work. We don't know if Kraven worked. Morbius didn't work. There's a joke about Morbius in the movie where it's like, a vampire is a good guy? That doesn't sound like it'll work. But by and large, Venom has been the thing that worked for Sony on the movie side, that they're not split. Besides Spider-Verse, the thing that has worked for Sony on the movie side for Spider-Man is Venom. And it always has good returns. Like, we talk about the movie that saved cinemas being Top Gun Maverick, but the movie that showed that cinemas still had a place was Let There Be Carnage. Say what you will about Let There Be Carnage, and there's a lot you can say about Let There Be Carnage. It's not a great movie. There's a lot of problems with that film. But it set the record for an October release in October 2021. So it's there. It will make money. And it did prove that the box office wasn't going anywhere. And that was before No Way Home. And even No Way Home did over $1 billion. And for whatever reason, the movie that saved cinemas and proved that cinemas had a place was fucking Top Gun Maverick, which came out 5 months after. And it's like, look, I don't quite understand why that was. Either way, Venom Let There Be Carnage is, shows that you can do Venom in a movie. It'll make money even in a post-pandemic world during a pandemic, it'll still make money. So, all that being said, the issue is, in this movie, and spoilers for Across the Spider-Verse, it's going to be minor spoilers, it's not a huge thing, but at some point in the middle of the movie, when Miles does finally get to the Spider Society, he's learning about what a canon event is. And he's talking to, it's him, it's Gwen, it's Peter B. Parker, and it's Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Man 2099. They're talking about what is a canon event, and what does that mean for the mythos. And the issue is, there are certain events that across the Spider-Verse happen to every Spider-Man. In every reality, there's always some variation of this event. There is the death of someone close to them. There is the death of a police captain or a law enforcement captain who dies saving a child. It is a commonality across all of these things. And while they're doing this scene, while they're breaking it down, there's also there are a few events that are common to all of them. And I think one of them was a team up of the villains, a Sinister Six team up. And the one that got a good amount of screen time was Venom. The arrival of the symbiote and the symbiote bonding with Spider-Man or the Spider-Person because of Spider-Gwen, Spider-Woman, and, all these other people. The symbiote binding to the person is a canon event for Spider-Man. It will happen across all timelines, across all time. And then it's like when we watch this movie, and again, spoilers, but this is a clip that was released online about a week ago. The only live action universe that is represented in this that the spot goes to is he goes to the Venom universe, where he shows up there and he has a conversation with the old lady who runs the convenience store. The Venom's always what, you're looking at me like this happens all the, like all this kind of weird stuff happens all the time. Like, it's a small moment that is designed to get, it is comedic relief, don't get me wrong, but it's the only time we actually go to a live action universe in the movie. And there are other live action cameos in the movie. A lot of it's archival footage, but there are a few newly shot things. But it is one of those things where it's like, if there's a Spider-Man, this happens in this universe, and these things have to happen. And what does that mean for this going forward? Do I think that this means that we're going to get symbiote Miles in the next movie? No, I don't think that. I don't think that's what this is setting up. What I do think is that Sony is going to symbiote everything. There are, Amy Pascal said as they were talking about this, we have this kind of similar press tour to Fast X, where it's like, we're going to do this movie. We're going to do an all-female team-up. We're going to do a Hobbs solo movie to bridge the gap between 10 and 11. All of these things are coming out to be like, we're doing this, we're doing this. And we're getting a similar thing with Spider-Man, where it's like, this is the second of three. Next year's the third of three. Where do they go from here? They were like, look, we're going to do a live-action Spider-Man movie. We're going to do a live-action Miles Morales movie. We're going to do a animated Spider-Woman movie with Gwen Stacy. And I'm like, cool, this is all cool. But once we couple that information with the new information that it is a canon event for Spider-Man to become symbioted and get the symbiote suit, I'm starting to get hesitant on this being a long-running thing. I 'cause here's the thing, and let's be real about this whole thing. I want to see Tom Holland in the MCU with the black suit. And I want to see black suit, Secret Wars, post-Secret Wars, black suit Spider-Man. I don't want to see, the Raimi suit. Like, don't get me wrong, the Raimi black suit is cool, but it's just a recolor of the original suit. I want to see the black suit from the comics. And the one that we're getting in the PS5 game in Spider-Man 2. I want to see that. I don't know if we are going to, but that I'd be okay with. I want to see Miles get the symbiote, because I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've had symbiote Miles in the comics in a meaningful way. And the same thing applies for Gwen. I want to see venomized Gwen Stacy. That said, I don't want that to be three consecutive Spider-Man movies that I'm going to be watching. I don't want to, and on top of that, going to see Venom movies. I don't want to see this guy, if he got any closer to me, he would be in my back seat. I don't want to see Gwen, I don't want to see in quick succession all of these Spider-Man movies all doing functionally the same story. And then on top of that, to also have Venom movies coming out in between, I don't think that's specifically necessary. I don't think we need to have that many movies kind of, you know, all in one place. And I think that the lesson is that Sony learned is that the symbiote will sell. We put the symbiote on someone, the symbiote will sell. And look, I realize this kind of contradicts what I said last night, where I'm like, and even what I said in the same sentence, where it's like, look, I want to see this. I think it could be interesting, especially the way they've characterized Gwen in this movie, the way that Miles has been characterized. I want to see them do something with the symbiote. And I want to see what the suit looks like when the suit is taking, what's it called, when the suit is taking, you know, when their costumes are venomized. I want to see that look. I think it could be cool. I just feel like, you know, the lesson from Venom being put Venom in everything is going to be an issue. Especially if you're going to make a bunch of consecutive movies about Venom. And the thing is, too, it's like, I also have an issue with them going with the live-action Miles Morales spinoff. I don't think we necessarily need a live-action... Like, I want live-action Miles Morales. Don't get me wrong. I want to see, you know, I want to see MCU adjacent live action Miles Morales being trained by Tom Holland's Peter Parker, learning how to be, you know, his own person. I want to see that. I don't necessarily want to see them moving from animation to live action. And I think that one of the things that we've learned, if you look at Disney's live action remakes, is the transition is never smooth. And I think especially for something like Spider-Verse, transitioning from animation to live action is not going to work. Because 100% part of what makes these movies work is the art style. If it's not for the art style, I don't think the movie... I mean, the movie's still great. And a lot of what they do is tied to story and character. And don't get me wrong, that's not part of it. But you definitely lose something if you don't do it in, what's it called, if you don't do it in animation. Because, like, I talked about it last night in the review. I'm not going to get too far into it, but, like, Spider-Punk looks like he was in an album cover for a 1970s, British punk album. And it looks great. And to see him juxtaposed with everyone else in that art style is really cool. The same goes for Noir. In the first one, Spider-Man Noir is black and white. The same goes to Spider-Ham in the first one, who is hand-drawn animation compared to everyone else's digital. And it is, you know, it's unique and different, and it looks and feels different. The issue is, when you go back and watch this, you know, when you go and make this live action, you can't really do that as easily. And I think that's an issue. We should be aiming to move more stuff. And the thing is, too, like, if you look at, like, Sonic, which was very clearly going to be a trilogy, and now your lead actor playing Dr. Robotnik has retired, and, you know, and I don't think you can replace Jim Carrey. You got to go a different way for the third movie as the villain, and it just feels kind of weird, and it's like, well, this is why animation makes the case, because if your actor wants to retire from acting, you can just use a voice actor. You know, change the voice actor. Or if you want to do that, you know, you can keep the, what's it called, you can keep the original, and it's less strenuous on an actor to do voiceover work in a, what's it called, in their closet, in their house. And it's things like that, where it's like, look, I think that, you know, this movie has as many big names in it as it does because it is animated. Because, like, Mahershala Ali is in the movie. What's it called? You know, Hailee Steinfeld, who, you know, is a pretty big name now. Who was the other one? Oscar Isaac is huge. Daniel Kaluuya is huge. Like, there are all these really big names who made their way into this movie. Amanda Stenberg is pretty big too. I mean, all things considered, she's headlined several. She's headlined one, you know, YA reboot. She was in. She's in The Acolyte. She's a pretty big name. Like, she was in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And looking at what this is, you know, I don't think you would get this big of a cast without animation behind it. But yeah, I think that if we get one Venomized character, unless they're going to do the only way I think this works is if Beyond the Spider-Verse happens, and Beyond the Spider-Verse happens next year, we know that's happening, and it gets resolved, and then we end up with three smaller movies that are all symbiote-centric, and then that goes into, what's it called, and then that goes into another Spider-Verse movie, kind of like the Avengers, in a way, the way the MCU does it with phases, where it's like you have that, and then you do three other movies, and it's like, boom, here we go. I feel like that would be an interesting thing. Besides that, I'm not 100% certain what they, you know, how they handle this. Because I think that if it's just, we're just going to do three, what's up, we're just going to do three symbiote movies, deal with it, I feel like that's not a solution that is adequate. Because who really, you know, I don't know, I don't need that many symbiotes. I really don't. I don't need, especially in quick succession, especially that, you know, that quickly. But yeah, we'll wrap up there for today. We're going to do another episode this weekend about this, not about this specifically, about Past Lives, because Past Lives is not playing in any theater near me, despite opening this weekend, and I want to talk about AMC's Artisan program, because I feel like the AMC Artisan program has lost its way a little bit, and we want to address that issue, and I think we talked about this a little bit last year when The Batman was declared an AMC Artisan film, despite everything about it going against the messaging of what makes a movie an AMC Artisan film, but we'll talk about that probably tomorrow. And then next week we'll be talking about Bumblebee, the movie with, again, Hailee Steinfeld, who is a 60s period piece. I've never seen it. This is my first time watching it. But we're going to be talking about that. And I feel like there was something else. I just don't remember off the top of my head. We have Transformers, Rise of the Beast next week. Beware of spoilers. And yeah, we'll wrap up that for today. So until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.
If you enjoyed this show, be sure to check out our other shows. We have Beware of Spoilers, where we talk about new release movies. We have 30-Minute Reviews, where we talk about older stuff and current events in the entertainment industry. And we have Exploring Hyperspace Lanes, where every week Josie and I get together to talk about random stuff in our lives. And also, we rank and review everything Star Wars. Old stuff, new stuff, all of it. And you can find all of these shows on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Or, to get it simply, just go to BewareOfSpoilers.com, or ExploringHyperspaceLanes.com, or 30MinuteReviews.com, and it'll redirect you right to the Spotify page. Thank you, and thank you for enjoying our content.